It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 754.
Happy Monday, Gronks. Happy Queen's birthday. It's the official birthday.
Unless you're in WA or Queensland.
Yeah. Or let's just can it. It's not her birthday, so we won't celebrate it. But Harry Lodge, welcome.
Hello, how are you?
Welcome to the studio, buddy.
I get a clap.
Yeah, it's good to have you back
feel
into
the special.
Oh, yeah.
Back in here.
Sorry, I just cut to.
That's all good.
Now, you're fired up today, Harry. I always love it.
I'm fired up. What's that mean? What do you mean by that?
Sometimes you just bring the energy and you're up and about.
Yeah.
You've taken off your jacket, so you're getting serious.
You have done that as well, TJ.
Yeah.
Well, my shirt's got no branding on it, so I thought
I'd
take
like
it
you look like you're
off.
In your theatre blacks.
I am, actually. This is my theatre shirt.
Can we just first...
Where was that going?
That was it.
Is there theatre clothes? You are a thespian.
I am a thespian. I just tend to wear black. And I've got a lot of black.
Yeah. You have a black skivvy?
What's a skivvy? Oh, like a, no.
Turtleneck.
Yeah, like what the Wiggles wear. They're skivvies, aren't they?
Yes.
Yeah, they're called skivvies.
They're colourful ones. But what's come to our attention is that there is someone who has, you know, purchased a product that is a knockoff of Apple. And is that illegal? Is it illegal to purchase the products that have clearly been ripped off? Like if you're buying fake Nikes, is it illegal?
I reckon you're pretty safe.
Okay, so if I bought a few things off the back of a truck that... Pretend.
I mean, the back of the truck, so I guess a different story, isn't it? If you know that it's stolen.
I mean, the modern day back of the truck is the internet. That's where the back of the truck is. George, what have you purchased this car past week?
It's actually not, it's its own brand, but I feel like a phony because
really?
They look identical to AirPods. And so it's got like the normal kind of white casing. You got the two AirPods in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the brand is NovaPlay.
And
the reason I got these, I got sucked in by Kylie Jenner.
Really?
Kylie Jenner sold them to me.
Is she doing ads?
She was doing an ad on Instagram.
How much?
$50 down from $200.
Oh, hang on.
Free shipping with code Kylie.
They accidentally put down from meant if you buy Apple. It was $200 if you buy Apple, $50 if you buy us, is basically what they were writing.
And if you bought two, then you got a third one free. So I was pretty close to getting... three pairs.
Oh, jeez. And have you ever had a pair of AirPods before?
No. Nah.
And I guess so. It's not really a great sort of sample size of Apple AirPod users.
Yeah. Think of the radiation you're going to get from that. Like,
it's a legit thing.
All the stuff going between your two ears. There's not much to fry, but.
So are they good? Are they any good?
Nah. I don't think they're as good quality as even the Apple corded ones.
Really? Okay, so that's bad.
Yeah. So are you regretting your purchase or?
I think they're okay. I only got them last night, so.
Did you do it as a joke?
Yeah, I did it just because I came across it and I was like.
Good content.
Maybe, would I get AirPods? Like, I can't afford to spend $250 or whatever on AirPods. Or the AirPod Pros, what are they, like $400?
I got them for $356.
Okay, there you go. And so I saw the ad on Instagram.
Yeah.
I was like, well, Kylie Jenner's selling them. So,
well, how much do you reckon Kylie Jenner is getting for that post? Because you use the checkout code.
Code Kylie, yeah.
Dude, she would be getting so much money. If they're giving away a third pair for free, she's getting at least 50% of the purchase price.
Yeah.
Well, you think?
They're leading with it on the website. 70% off sale with Kylie Jenner.
What are they called? Nova.
NovaPlay. Nova-play.com.
They got pink and black as well.
You should have gone.
I was going to go black, but then I was like, well, now it's obvious that they're not Apple.
Yeah,
so I have to go white.
I've just got them in my hot little hands and listen to this snap. It's still not as good as the proper AirPods, but the hinge isn't very strong.
Oh.
I think it's a little bit dodgy.
Hinge.
And the casing is like more of a matte casing. Whitey's got them here. They're more shiny, aren't they?
Yeah,
it's got more of a rough texture. Yours.
It does. The Apple ones do have a good weight to them, though. These ones are, yeah.
I mean, they've got 24/7 support.
So similar, though. My God, how do they?
But that's what I mean. Like, at what point you can't just make an iPhone?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I mean.
But also, to be honest, I've been disappointed with my AirPods.
But one of them's not working.
Well, so I had the old AirPods. They fucked up. They were like V1.
Yeah.
And then I bought the Pros.
Mm.
And I go through having them really bassy in one ear and then just not fucking I can't get the noise cancellation to work.
Surely you can take them back. You paid $300. Yeah,
well, I can, but it's just
annoying.
So, but especially when you pay so much, I almost feel like this is a bit of a Tesla thing. You know, like Teslas are amazing products. The user experience is meant to be great, all these things. But people who have Teslas can have real issues with them.
Of course.
Marquez Brownlee talks about...
he's constantly taking it in.
Well, he talked about turning a corner and then the fucking steering stopped working.
Well, did you see his video? No. And he was in the car park and he had the car coming towards him. He was controlling it from his phone. And then there was some other dickhead running around, like jumping in front of it to see if it stops.
And
did you
happened?
See that?
No.
It stopped occasionally, not all the time.
So he got hit?
No, he didn't get hit. But I would have, because I'm so unco that I would have jumped in front of it, forgot to move and been hit.
Dude, it's like if you're like your dad would probably have a lot of feelings around this. An old school car guy versus even anything, all the ones that have electric chips in them, all the old stuff like that were just... You know, I remember my mate's dad, it wasn't working and he put like a bit of a bit of petrol in the sort of carby and like gave it a few pumps and it was up and going again.
You're not doing that.
You can't. It was like the front of them that sort of flickers open.
Mm-hmm.
You would have seen that, your dad's car. Yeah, it's like like it's like letting air in. He put petrol around that.
Is that pistons?
I don't know, mate.
I don't know anything about cars.
He's the point being.
Yeah, they squirt it in. It's like a bottle.
You need to plug your computer in. Plug your car into a computer now to work out what's wrong with it, which means you have to go back to the people. So anything breaks, you have to go back to Tesla.
Well, I'm excited to one day own a home, mainly so I can do like everything smart.
Mm. What, just what's what run through the list of go-tos at the very beginning?
Smart locks, I think, is number one.
Smart locks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'd really? Get around that.
Yeah. So I think smart locks would be great.
Doorbell.
Doorbell would also be great. Security cameras, like I'm a believer in security cameras, would fucking have every corner of the house exterior set up.
Yeah.
I would have, like NFC stuff. So it's like... keyless,
key card access.
Yeah, key card access.
To where?
To the door, through the door.
Oh,
so the locks, front door. Yeah, the front door, all that sort of thing.
What are smart blinds?
Yeah, definitely smart blinds.
Smart taps. Have you seen the smart taps? It's the boys from What's Inside have one, and you get your cup of water, and you say, Alexa, pour one cup of water.
Oh, wow.
And then the tap goes, and pours.
Exactly. It takes longer than just doing it.
It is a lot of effort.
Yeah, mate. I'm old school.
I get
call
shower.
Me old school. I'll fill my own cup up.
What about
you
like,
have a smart shower?
The fridge, not for the screen. Because I remember probably a year ago going to a Harvey Norman and playing the Daily Talk Show on a fridge just to see what the experience was like. And it's like shit because it's like... attaching a shitty tablet to a fridge.
That you can't take off.
Yeah.
But, go upstairs.
But the thing that is cool is being able to have the cameras in the fridge so it knows when you're low on stock.
Mm. Yeah, that is good.
One, and I think the other thing is just knowing when you're low on items. So being able to, like the Amazon thing, being able to get that all dialed in.
And that was 5 years ago they were talking about, you know, when you take your milk off the thing, we will know and then we'll order some milk.
It's like a Vegas hotel.
Vegas hotel. Yeah. So in Bulim where I live, there's a lot of elderly, which I think is one of the reasons they are buying security blinds for every single window. Two stories up, fucking, you can't get up there. You need a long ladder. And they're still putting a security blind on it. So you can complete...
blacked out, maybe?
Blacked out, yes, but also safety.
Mm-hmm.
So you can shut down the whole house. No one's getting in unless they're taking tiles off the roof coming down through the ceiling.
So that's a roller shutter. Like a
roller shutters,
the outside,
yeah. They're called security blinds, roller shutters, whatever you want. They've got them in our street here because there's a lot of
stuff going on.
A lot of shit going down. Would you go security blind?
Yeah.
You would.
Yeah, I think that you'd...
pretty ugly.
You'd have to make them look nice. I think the darker ones actually look better, like the sort of the creamy colour ones sort of date. But I'm sure the black ones will eventually date as well.
Yeah.
Do you worry about people looking through your windows?
I actually had this thought just yesterday when I was walking past a house. It was like 5 p.m. and I saw into their window and I saw a bed. Mm. And no one was in the bed. But I was like, huh, there's a bed there. I was like, I don't know. There's something intimate about seeing someone's bed.
Yeah.
Mm.
And I was like, if I was a creep, you would write down all the windows that have beds.
Wait. Yeah. It's the only horrible thing about my name, the part Tom, Peeping Tom.
Oh, yeah.
That's what a Peeping Tom is.
Where does Peeping Tom come from?
That's a good one. I am the sayings and where they came from.
Guy.
Halloween. Is it related to Halloween?
What? Sorry, what?
Halloween.
Which one?
Oh, Halloween.
Which one?
Halloween.
Halloween. Is it related, do you think?
Yeah, I think so, because you have, like, I watch a lot of the Hollywood haunting videos where people do up their front yard and, like, they animate the whole thing. And then they have, like, peeping Toms that pop up behind the tombstones.
What are you finding,
Tom? Well, there's a band called Peeping Tom.
That's not
And they're it. Actually quite popular. Peeping Tom, mid-18th century, from the name of the person said to have watched Lady Godiva ride naked through Coventry. So it was a legit person. So, okay. Yeah, horrible guy.
Yeah, but what else is there for smart stuff?
Oh, it's the cleaning stuff, air cons, being able to walk into the house comfortable.
Yeah, like being able to just rip it, because you can't, like, being in a rental, it's not like you're going to want to invest in all this shit. Also, like, fiber optics throughout the house.
Mm.
And lighting.
Powers the smart shit.
Yeah, lighting is an obvious one.
Audio dialed in. Like, you want good speakers that are all wild. Maybe, like, roof speakers.
Well, I mean, back to these What's Inside boys, they had speakers that were behind the plaster.
To do...
Like there was no grill on the speaker. It was behind the plaster.
How does that work?
And so what's the... Can you hear it? Like, is it muffled?
No, it sounds good.
Who are these guys?
What's Inside boys. They cut shit open, like, on YouTube.
Oh, is that the dad and the son?
Yeah.
Oh, they're cute. They are so cute. They cut open mattresses, bowling balls.
Tesla surfboard.
Oh, yeah, that's right. What else did they cut open?
Oh, they...
YouTube plaque.
Yeah.
The bee's nest. Wasp nest.
That's just ungrateful. You're getting given a YouTube, plaque and you're cutting it in half.
No, it's not. What's inside it? They did a big collab with Casey Neistat.
If YouTube didn't see the opportunity to hide some shit inside the plaque, create a specific plaque thinking
anthrax.
Where
did anthrax go? Do you remember when we were all scared of anthrax?
Yeah, it went to the White House, I'm pretty sure.
Really?
No, as in it got sent there. Where did it go? That was old school.
It was a big deal, the whole mail thing.
What's anthrax?
Anthrax.
You're pretty young, aren't you?
Yeah.
It's anthrax is a serious infectious disease.
No. Is it?
Caused by gram-positive, rod-shaped bacteria known as Bacillus anthracica.
Like asbestos?
I'm just making words up at this point. Anthrax can be found naturally in soil and commonly affects domestic and wild animals around the world.
Hmm.
Interesting.
And so they were using it as a bit of a weapon.
A weapon because you could send it in a piece of paper. Like in the mail.
But I was thinking about that with COVID.
Mm.
Like,
yeah,
pretty easy to, like, if you could get COVID, like, I wonder if any like a terrorist are like, oh, let's try and get our hands on COVID and go and wipe it everywhere.
God. I mean, there is, I think they have COVID in a lockdown in Melbourne.
Did you, I just saw the headline that Joe Rogan posted, monkeys. Stealing a jar of COVID.
Oh my god!
From an infectious disease lab.
It's a fucking nightmare.
They did a run, grab
that's
and run.
Outrageous!
Can you look that
grab
up?
Grab and run.
Serves
monkeys, motherfuckers.
Yeah. Did I tell you the story of the monkey that grabbed my mum's dress in Bali?
What'd she do after that?
That was just a lot of screaming involved. That to get the bunch of bananas and try and pull the monkey away. It was hissing at everyone.
I think everybody that's been to Bali's got a monkey story.
My brother's wedding was in Bali. It's actually where I met Amy a couple of days later after this, but we were staying in this place and we just had to hide the fruit. They would come and, because that, fresh fruit left out for the guests. Nah, monkeys. They got it. And they were like, don't leave your camera or your iPhone around. They will fucking take it. How annoying.
It's crazy, isn't it?
It's so annoying. I mean, we are so lucky in this country that, like, what's the wild animal situation in Victoria?
Possums.
Not much.
Possums are annoying, though.
We don't have shit.
Absolute pests.
But then again, that's our perspective, because then Americans are like, mate, you got these deadly spiders that will kill you.
Kangaroos.
Snakes.
They shit on your concrete. We've got concrete out the front of our joint, and then we get kangaroos shitting on it. And then you go outside to take a phone call or something, and you got to walk and dodge the kangaroo shit.
But, I mean, there's not much to go. Like, if you go camping in Victoria.
Yeah.
Unless you're middle of the summer in grassy area, you're pretty safe. Like, it's...
Did I talk about on the show the viral video I watched of the bear entering into the car?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I remember you mentioning it. Well, I don't know if it was on the show, though.
There was a bear going into a Mercedes, and then this guy just starts going, ah! And the bear's like, what the fuck? And just backs up, like, you can walks see it's backwards.
The video is great. Like, the bear just absolutely has a panic, and he's just, like, looking around, just like, what's going on?
It's the cutest thing you've ever seen.
He's very confused.
And the bear didn't get angry.
Nah.
And the bear's like, what the fuck?
You know when you get, I don't know, if maybe it's just me, you get scared from something, but then you instantly turn into anger.
It's like me when I do the...
Oh, fuck off.
That's what happens when I do the megaphone.
I was surprised I didn't go at that point. It's more when you're like, I don't know, I'm this office, anything can happen. It's more if you're like in a situation where your guard's down. My guard's up here in some respects. It was down when you pulled out the megaphone. I got it up quickly.
We're also taking sponsorships, $255 if you want to be a megaphone sponsor.
That is right. That is right. Actually, can I just have it for a moment? Seeing as it is a bit loose at the moment, wouldn't mind. Just hang on. Just gonna give someone a shout out.
Head is off.
Is this a free shout out?
Here we go.
It's interesting.
All right, here we go.
Hello. Great. Just wanted to give Tava from RBKE Advisory a little shout out. You're a good man.
Oh, that's nice. Our accounting firm.
Yeah.
What did Tava do? I love Tava. Oh,
Tava ran me a few tax returns at a lower rate, so I had to get No, this is so setting up a business, and this is like a lot of the time you end up just starting an ABN and then just start trading, sole trader. Very simple. But then, you know, you start sort of layering it.
Mm-hmm.
Someone advises you, mate, you should do a trust.
Mm-hmm.
Then you should do a partnership of trusts and, you know, blah, blah, blah. Anyway.
And that partnership should have another trust.
Those guys are so switched on. They're looking after Bree and Amy as well as our business. And we've had Jason, who, you know, founded RBK with a few other gronks. Amy didn't lodge a tax return.
2004?
2004. And they're like, Tava found it. He's like, he's onto it. He's like, mate, no tax return.
She was 18.
17, yeah, just in year 12. Oh, yeah. And so she's run tax returns for many, many, like every year other than that year. And she didn't know. And so they found that. Anyway, they had to do that. But then...
What was she doing?
Nothing. If you just have if you had worked, you have to lodge it. Like, so if you can't just
so
not...
The point is... No, but if you're 18 and don't have a...
No, she had a job 16. So when you start, you then still have to... It's either a nil lodgement, nothing happened, which is what it will probably be, but things still need to get done.
Even this if is you adult don't have admin.
So was she making candles if you at 17?
No, if you start working at 15...
Yeah.
Sure.
Each year after that, you can't just never, 2015 worked, 2016, I won't mention anything, 2017. Sure. Okay.
She's active. I know what you said.
Active. And then it's just like, hey, nothing happened this year, move on.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was just 1 year, which makes sense, but he picked up on it. And so there's so many things like that. And so I have a trust and it had been sent losses.
Mm-hmm.
And multiple 3 years, and there was hundreds of dollars that it would have cost me per thing. And Jace worked it all out. I was fucking hurting my head.
Mm-hmm.
And he sort of, I think he was just making a bit of a joke. He's like, oh, I can give Tava a shout out on the podcast.
Okay.
I take things seriously, mate.
No, that's good. Keep your promises.
Take business seriously. Anyway, but $255.
Mm-hmm.
That's what this megaphone's at. It's a, naming rights sponsor. I really want to, I'm regretting not buying when we were doing that video for you, George, the other week where you're going to make cash and it's video two will come. There was an engraver, which I thought
could be. I don't want engraving on that.
No, but it would look shit, but it would look great because by the time we've had a bunch of people sponsor the megaphone, it's just engraved.
So you want to buy an actual, not a person that's an engraver. You want to buy.
Oh, no. They sell them at Audi. Buy an engraver, so we get Aldi. Ben Fordham.
Ben Fordham.
Aldi. Yeah. Ben Fordham. Who else has been? Rain Man Rory.
Yeah, Kate Mead.
Kate Mead.
Like, so we start. Sarah. Just filling it out so it just looks like this. And when we retire it, it just hangs in the studio with everybody's name.
I would like to get another megaphone.
Why?
One's enough.
No, I just think that the quality's fine, but Officeworks have just had their procurement team or whatever it is, or the buying team, sorry, have just gone and sort of asked some supplier, like, oh, can you do a megaphone? Like, it's got no brand to it.
I mean, isn't that good though? Like for us?
I would just like to know that I've got a real high quality one.
I mean,
how much do you have to spend?
Like George then, because he doesn't give a shit if he's got Apple AirPods or Kylie Jenner's.
He was doing that for gear.
Yeah, it was a bit.
Then what was this?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that was, but now it's become more serious.
How do you make it? What's a more serious version of this?
It's just like, Sebs, can you look at
Do you
like
want
a,
the white and blue ones or whatever, like the two colour ones?
Yeah. Yeah.
What do they use for Athletics Day?
They use them, yeah. I think the other option is
that's
going...
That's fair. We do, like, the reviews on Officeworks are shit.
Okay, what are
one
they?
One star.
Oh, what, really? Are people, what are people saying?
What, can hang you on. Read them out on the megaphone? It's quite funny. Yeah.
There's only one from Dane. The sound quality is poor and hardly audible. The handheld speaker that enables you to talk does not work well.
Fair. Dane, yeah, what's up? What do you got on Dane's this weekend? How's your long weekend?
Dane's got some problems.
He's struggling.
But that's what I mean. What does a guy like Josh Jansen need from his megaphone?
Do you know what would be cool? Like, no, I just think it's something that we want to keep. Like, that doesn't feel like something that I'm going to keep for years to come.
This one?
You need a quality.
No, it's just a fad. You'll purchase. Get over it. You'll wake up one morning and go, what the hell was I thinking buying a megaphone? Bree was right. Same as the PlayStation. You don't need a PlayStation. A DJ deck, you don't need a DJ deck.
Dick?
Look how long you've survived without a DJ deck.
I'm so
soon you're going to be regretting that.
I'm so glad I didn't get a DJ deck.
let's talk how close. Because you DJed, you got a bit of pushback on a Friday night drinks. Mm-hmm. Next minute, you've got the nickname DJ Precious because you had a breakdown. Yeah. But you were going to come back strong, which you did the next week with no DJ decks. You just came back strong. How close were you to buying them?
Really close. Like
card out?
Yes, store DJ was out of stock.
Oh, that's close. So
if you know the stock levels, you're really close.
And so it was, I told myself, I'm like, if store DJ has this in North Fitzroy, I'm getting it.
How much was it?
It was like $4.99.
Okay.
I got AirPods instead, you know.
I think that's all right.
I think AirPods were a better purchase.
I will just say, I have found a high qual megaphone.
Okay. No.
What's the difference?
Well, I don't know. The price?
Great.
$280.
How many watts?
Doesn't say.
How many is that? Does it say?
Doesn't say. A good one probably would. Oh, here we go. Hang on. Nah, 6xD batteries, 1.5 volt. Nah. Don't know.
Sebs, can you look on the website to find out?
Yeah, because I'm just trying to work out. This is $60 in total with batteries, and then you got 280. That's probably rechargeable.
Well, I think that was 39 plus 12.
It is $39.
Yeah. So 40, the thing, 50. The $70 was because I bought two clipboards.
$50. So you're walking out with $50 and you got a megaphone to blast. Mm-hmm.
And Sebs, what's the wattage?
They haven't listed it on the website.
You know it's shit when they don't mention it.
You can talk, play music, or sound.
Music.
Megaphone.
How are you playing music?
Oh wait, no, you can't do it.
Where you record.
May as well just buy a PA system.
No, but there's no
portable, Harry.
Yeah, it's not funny. Don't you think PA system's not funny?
Nah.
Megaphones, funny.
Yeah.
But we could get the Daily Talk Show limited run megaphones. So how do you feel if I was to go on Alibaba, find a supplier, and that we can get them like printed up, or maybe even
who would buy them? Who's your demographic? Who are you aiming the product?
Usually drunk people.
VIP Gronks. Queen Gronk would get one.
Definitely.
I love the idea.
Actually. Like mini ones. I remember I mentioned to you guys the one I bought when I was drunk in Rome and it was about this big. I lost it that night. But someone has bought bulk of those and they sell them for €4 or something.
And so that's the thing. I guess like the mugs are coming. I'm just got to work out Brian, we need to speak with Brian.
Remember the patches? Oh, yeah. They were the best merch drop you did.
You like patches. The patches?
I've got the patch. It's on my camera bag.
The thing is, I felt like people weren't using the patches. No, that was my problem.
I don't think. Harry's an old soul who managed to work out how to use it.
You have an iron?
I ironed it onto my camera bag. So when I, it's in the flip. So when I open it and undo the clip, it's right there. I didn't want to put it on the outside because I didn't want to make it look.
Some of our cheapest merch we've ever done.
Yeah.
Really. Well, I mean, this is, I've just taken a quick look. I've found a megaphone. 500 to 1,000 meters sound.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's good.
To 1,000 meters.
It's a 50 watt.
Kilometer.
50. Good morning, Collingwood.
Oh, Jesus, from your balcony.
Well, I even, the thing is that I
have. And Werribee.
that's very funny. Sorry. No, but when I was doing the personal training and I was using the megaphone, I was sensitive about how loud it was for the suburb.
Well, you just turn it down, right?
Yeah. I don't think it matters. Where it's a film set.
And so
it's like doing a building site. You can start from 9.
I like the idea of
much earlier, 7.
Supreme. Mm. You know, it's sort of like the, they do. I saw that someone had Supreme Oreo cookies, biscuits.
What?
Really?
They were red. And so I feel like if Supreme's doing all of these like short runs, I feel like we could be a bit of a Supreme business where it's like, what do I have? Like, I need to find some good quality factories all around the world.
Yeah. So,
including Australia, but let's like China as well.
It's top end. Like, that's a Oreo. That's not there.
Well, so we can't do that because of the licensing. Interestingly.
Let's do a license deal. Let's do a collaboration with a brand.
Well, on the licensing, McFlurries.
Yes.
What different McFlurries can you get?
Only now you can get Oreo.
Wrong.
Gone.
So.
Really?
So, that's 3 weeks.
That's big.
So, Bree was and I like 6 weeks ago, like a month ago.
6 weeks?
I'm just trying to like give myself time.
Okay.
So, a while ago, went to Macca's and got a McFlurry and it was a different type of biscuit, right? Then, you know how I told about the story of going and getting a Whopper as my final meal?
Before the fad diets kicked off.
Yes, before the fad diets. There was a sign and there was an Oreo storm. So Hungry Jack's, which is Burger King in the US, Hungry Jack's in Australia.
Yes.
I think they must have the license for Oreos. Is that correct, Seb?
So they've taken, I'm on mcdonalds.com.au, McFlurry with Oreo cookies, delicious pieces of crunchy Oreo with the rights reserve symbol, cookie pieces on top of our creamy soft serve.
I wish.
They've just released, I just went on to, because I was about to order one as you're talking about this for you.
Mm-hmm. I've never had one.
Get it by the time you finish speaking, it's just already at the door. No, you still get them, Josh.
You can't get it?
Well, I just can't an ad new banana caramel pie McFlurry.
Oh. Is it God. Like yours?
I've actually tried that.
Any good?
Oh, have I? I've tried apple pie McFlurry.
For gear?
Yeah, everything for gear. It was just really chunky bits of pie in the McFlurry. Pretty yum. I love McFlurries.
But is the Hungry
like
Jack's
4 and 20 pie?
So it looks
imagine that. Apple pie. They just
they've both got it. Both Macca's and Hungry Jack's have.
Okay. So, what was your point? Did you think?
So Bree had said to me the how it all came about was Bree had said the biscuit tasted different with the Oreo McFlurry.
Yes.
Then when we went to the Hungry Jack's and we saw the Hungry Jack's Oreo thing, she's like, "Now I know what's happened," and she created a story. So I'm sorry, and I joined in
and told me I was wrong. But yeah, they are annoying because they don't have all the flavors they once had.
But Hungry Jack's is also doing, they do like Reese's and stuff.
What?
They do.
Is this another story?
Yeah, can you check?
That sounds like you've made that up in a delirious state.
Did you see that the M&M's chocolate spread?
No. What about it? Where about it? What's happened?
So look up. I want to, first of all, Hungry Jack's, I want to see if they do a Reese's
desserts.
Product.
No, I don't think so. Hang on. Flake. Oreo storm. No, it's called a storm, and it's storm with. So the storm is with flake. It's with Oreo or M&M minis.
No, so I saw one that was like a piece of cake.
Oh yeah. Sorry. Hershey's chocolate cream pie.
Oh, Hershey's, sorry, not Reese's.
You were really hunting on Sunday, yeah. Last Sunday.
Yeah, isn't that weird? Like a cream pie?
Yeah.
Isn't that so American? Anyway, so there's that. Then there's also, look up M&M spread.
Mm, crispy chocolate spread.
Where's that from?
Well, it's on Amazon at the moment. Chocolate hazelnut flavored spread with colored crispy balls. Ideal for a breakfast or quick snack.
Ideal for breakfast.
That is loose.
Who's saying that? That sounds like Nissan's written the copy for that. Ideal for breakfast.
Do you reckon Dr. the person Sugar. That's written that copy even believes it?
Yeah, no. It is literally M&M's mixed in with Nutella.
Yeah, literally.
Like, this is...
Dude, it is fucking outrageous. It's not
indulgent to eat at the movies. It's not for fucking breakfast. If you feel guilty about having it at the movies, it's not on for breakfast.
My missus loves it on her toast in the morning.
Is this the guy that reviewed the megaphone as well? Is that the same guy that reviewed the megaphone?
Damn, yeah, he's talking about Grace. The missus loves it. I can't wait for you to say that. Yeah, the missus loves M&M's. Misso. Yeah, the missus.
All right, Gronks, have a lovely rest of your long weekend if you are, if you do have the day off.
Happy birthday, Lizzie.
Yep.
Queen Elizabeth.
Queen Elizabeth. I was just Lizzie for short.
I was reflecting on the fact that there's no one alive anymore from the 18th century. The 1800s.
Wow.
Is that the 18th century? Isn't that's the 19th century. Yeah. It's very confusing, isn't it?
So when did the 19th century start?
19th century is
1801.
1800s.
Okay, so there's no one
so the
from
21st
the 19th
century is the 2000s.
Yeah. Yeah. But taking away from my point was just that we don't have anyone with us that was born within, you know, 1800 to 1899. I was just thinking about it. Because the Queen...
Do we not have anyone older than 120?
I don't think
so. No.
I think the oldest... I heard something the other day. There's like the lady, oldest woman, had her 117th birthday or something.
Japanese?
Pretty sure. Yeah, maybe. Yeah. She looks good.
But when we were born... Not you, Harry.
Jeez, if she was at the family reunion. Nah, but don't dress slutty at the family reunion. Georgie boy.
Yeah,
she was flirting with me.
My grandpa was born in 1904 or 6.
I think I'm seeing 116 to 117 as the oldest person at the moment.
That's old.
Yeah, it's...
But as we go further, like...
More people are going to die, yes.
Nah, but I just thought it was, you know.
Good little fact.
People from the history, you know, from those different centuries.
Mm. We should try and get older people on the show as guests.
Centenarian,
thank you.
What is that?
Centenarium.
No. They won't know what's going on.
I think it'd be great.
Good luck with VMix.
No, we could get it set up. Maybe we could someone who's 100. Why don't we do a deal with an old person's home?
How old was your grandnan?
Well, she's dead now. But she was 100. Oh, but yeah, no. So I was Zooming with my nan last night and she's been getting into Zoom lately. She's got the iPad. And for about... most of the conversation, you just see the top of her forehead.
That's so cute. Yeah. But Hannah, your girlfriend's grandma is 100.
She was 100.
Can we get her on?
Get her on the show. I don't know. She probably won't. She wouldn't.
What's her personality like?
She's great.
Can we prank call her?
She's not very... She can't really hear properly. I think it wouldn't be as good as you think. I mean, we can try.
That's... Yeah,
I'm just being,
I think that'd be fun.
Back home, my grandmother cares for an old lady. She's over 100 and she's still got her wits.
Like, so we can get her on?
Well, yeah, you could. But she still drives. What's her name?
No, wow, she does not. I don't
know. I kid you not.
I actually think that'd be legal.
Mrs. Holden?
She was around.
No.
Full of shit.
Yeah.
I think it's Mrs. Holden. I'm going to check this and I am not wrong. I am not wrong.
Mrs. Holden, is she connected with the brand Holden?
No. I see where you're going.
If you're I don't think you have your license at 100.
No, I'm pretty sure she does.
I debated this in
school. Yeah, I know.
I think you can. I think it doesn't matter.
But he says
it can be dangerous as fuck.
Okay. Sure, you have your driver's license, but can you drive? Are you driving? He stated that this lady is still driving around. My point is, no, she's not.
All I wanted to say is it would be nice to get some older people on.
Yeah.
definitely.
Like some 80 plus.
Just a bit of wisdom.
I think is the
bit of wisdom.
Yeah.
No, just, I think that's a great idea.
Yeah. Okay.
I will just quickly say, public holiday, but if you want to call Venture IP,
yeah,
they're still open.
Oh, mate, they don't sleep.
Never sleep.
24-hour, 7-day a week support.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Australian-owned, operated. You can use the checkout code TDTS on shared hosting.
Right.
Yeah, and so that's if you've got a website, you want to get a website done.
If you don't need
or
one,
or if
just
you just want to chat, I'm sure they would.
Yeah.
They've got lovely reps. Yeah, definitely.
Big Brother starts tonight too.
Really?
Oh. Yeah. On Channel 7.
Worse. I'll probably watch F1 just just to just so I can be like, oh,
just
this
so you
is
can
shit.
I'm curious. Yeah, I'm curious.
I want a full review from Josh Jansen tomorrow.
Okay.
I was actually on the Big Brother forums and Venture IP hosts the forums.
Really?
There you go.
Big Brother, behind Big Brother.
Oh, wow. There you go. Right. VentureIP.com.au.
There we go. That was seamless.
It's Daily Talk Show. See you tomorrow, guys. Have a good one.
See you, guys.